There's a little story I like to tell. Here's some nice backdrop music. I gather the neighbors every now and then, I spin a yarn or two. You can be neighbors. Now I can see. My favorite story to tell has to do with the Iroquois Indians, Eastern United States. In my time, in my spare time, when I'm not taking care of the boy or bashing something, or burying something, or cooking something, cutting something, rubbing something, or something, I do some reading. Multiple syllables give me some trouble, but if I can say syllable, I can read it. Iroquois Indian. Well, there's one story of some Europeans of some sort coming upon a Iroquois camp, being held prisoner. And they were tied, there was one man who was tied to a barbecue spit. That's an Iroquois Indian, and I'm not casting aspersions on the Iroquois Indian, but beautiful, beautiful people. But what they did to this guy was amazing. They tied him to a spit, and then they took 5 pounds of bacon, shoved it up his ass, and then they barbecued him for a while. Well, the thing is, and here again, I'm not drawing any characterization. They had a little bit too much to drink, so the story goes, and they passed out. He wiggled his way free. And it was a snowy, snowy time. Might be winter. He had to walk all the way back to his camp. The only way he survived was by eating the bacon out of his ass. That's not a joke. And I imagine it was like a meat-colored Kleenex box. You know what I mean? Just one side. Hey, I'm not making this up. I'm not that kind of guy. You know? They also like to, and I know I would never do this because I need him and everyone around me to be able to walk, but they like to shave the skin off the bottom of your foot and pack corn kernels into the skin, the fleshy tissue, and then sew it back up and force you to dance around. And if you stop dancing, they do something worse to you. I can't imagine what it would be. Isn't that nice?